Introduction. Do you experience fear, offense, or broken relationships in your life? Has Satan convinced you that these feelings or the problems of anger, unforgiveness, or addictions are normal? How and when did our lives get so messy? Didn't God create us for so much more? Now let's ask the opposite questions. Why is it that some people, no matter what their circumstance, seem to smile and have a genuine sense of joy and peace? Are there little things that they do or think that you could also do or think that can make a big difference in your life? It is from a lifetime of asking these questions that Why Wait to Be Happy was born. Its purpose is to help people discover time-tested and practical tools wrapped inside God's wisdom for defeating Satan's lies. The best part of these powerful tools is that they're little. Yes, little. Easy to handle. Manageable. No PhD required. Little tweaks in our thinking and doing that make a big difference. We can say this because God shows us hints of little yet big things functioning in every aspect of life. Little big things are absolutely everywhere. For example, consider one little mosquito flying near your ear while you're trying to sleep. Or how about waking up in the middle of the night with an itch just to discover one little wood tick stuck to your leg? Both of these will surely make a big impact on your sleep. On a more practical note, what are the little differences that cause one person to consistently wake up every morning singing, "Thank God for morning," while another regularly groans, "Oh God, it's morning"? What are the little but big differences that fill one marriage with joy while another marriage is laced with sorrow, difficulty, and separation? Or perhaps we can ask why one salesman sells twice as many products month after month as another salesman. Is the first salesman twice as good? Or is he just 1% better in 100 little ways? Likewise, when it comes to faith, relationships, happiness, and outlook on life, there must undoubtedly be some powerful little ways of seeing or doing things, or subtle habits of responding differently, whose ripples create waves later in our lives. Wouldn't it be great to know and live out those differences and to be able to share them with others? What could be more important than to share practical ideas to positively affect our relationships with God and the people around us? And what better place to start our Why Wait to Be Happy journey than with Jesus' own description of Satan as a thief, a crook, who wants to sneak into your life with the sole purpose of destroying you. Worse than killing, this horrible thief wants you to suffer, be broken, struggle with anxiety, depression, and defeat. His goal is not to kill you, but to end you. Just reading this last paragraph is upsetting. But we who know Jesus are blessed enough to hear the rest of the story as Jesus smiles with all the confidence of God Himself and says, "But I came that you would have life and have it abundantly." This is Jesus' theme song. Can you hear it? God's angels are singing it right now. Heaven invites you to have it. The simple question is, do you want it? "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Abundantly. Overflowing, spilling out, more than enough. Jesus sure paid a big price for you to live abundantly, and He wants you to get what He paid for. Best of all, He's already given us His recipes for abundance. These recipes, God's solutions, are hidden in plain sight right in His amazing book we call the Bible. Why Wait to Be Happy will help you discover God's solutions for defeating Satan's lies in a whole new way so that you can live in God's abundance. Could there be a better place to live?